Temple Intervenes, a new serial play by Francis Durbridge, produced by Martin C. Webster. Episode 4, A Warning from the Marquis.
Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist and private detective, is investigating a series of murders committed by a notorious criminal known as the Marquis. With Sir Graham Forbes, the Chief Commissioner of Police, Temple visits Kellaway Manor, a deserted mansion house about 14 miles from Bevensey, which is suspected of being the headquarters of the Marquis. While the Chief Commissioner and Temple are searching the house, they hear from outside a warning cry from Superintendent Bradley.
I see them, please.
That's Bradley.
What on earth? Let's go outside. What'd he say?
We can't hear you.
He's pointing to the fence. Man alive, they've electrified it.
Electrified
it? What a damn fool. I ought to have thought about that as soon as I saw the fence.
But what's the idea? It only means...
It means that we're trapped. It means that whatever happens, we've got to stay close to the house.
But why?
Why? Why, don't you see? They haven't been working on the telephone wires. They've been laying a mine.
What?
Laying a mine, Sir Graham. And we're on top of it.
A mine?
Yes, look. Look here, sir.
Great
Look
Scott,
at the lead.
I believe you're right, Temple. There must be a powerhouse somewhere in the woods. That's how they electrify the fence. And that's how they'll... We've got to get past that fence. Whatever happens, we've got to get past it.
Come on, Sir Graham.
Righto.
There must be a powerhouse somewhere, sir. Turner was leaning up against the fence when the juice was turned on. He's in a pretty nasty condition, sir.
The poor devil.
Get back up the hill, Bradley, with your men. Tell Ross to do the same.
Oh, quickly, Bradley.
Yes, very good, sir.
Now, what are we going to do?
There's only one thing we can do. It's our only chance. Now, stand back, Sir Graham.
Why the revolver?
Now, stand back. Damn it, I missed. Stand back.
Good man, you've broken the top wire.
Now, look out. If I hit the second one, he might spring back.
You've done it. Come on.
All right. But mind the bottom wire. Look out. Get down on your face. Get down.
Are you all right, Temple?
Yes.
Phew, that was a near thing. It's a good job we were not in the house.
Yes.
Here's Ross and Bradley.
Graham, are you all right, sir?
Yes, we're all right.
Thank heaven.
It's a good thing you got clear of the house, sir.
Yes.
You know, this fence wasn't electrified when we arrived here, I'm sure of that.
No.
There must be a power and control house, and it's quite obviously somewhere in the wood.
Yes, and if you want my opinion, sir, they've been watching us.
Watching us?
Yes, with binoculars. Otherwise, how the devil could they time that mine? And incidentally,
the best thing you can do, Bradley, is get the men together and make a thorough search of the wood.
Oh, very good, sir.
You too, Ross.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Temple and I are going back to the inn.
But what about Slater, sir?
Oh, you can take Slater along with you. Report to us later at the Silver Swan, you understand?
Yes, sir. Well, we'd better let Turner know.
Yeah.
I wonder what Steve's been doing while we've been nearly electrocuted and blown to smithereens.
He's probably spent a very gay evening. The summer edition of Punch.
Yes, I shouldn't be surprised.
Like to see this, madam. It's the summer number of Punch.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like something to drink, madam?
No, thanks.
Oh, good evening, Sir Felix. I'll be with you in just one second.
Thank you. Why, Mrs. Temple, this is a surprise. Fancy meeting you here.
Oh, hello, Sir Felix. What are you doing in this part of the world?
What am I doing? Oh, I beg your pardon. You know my housekeeper, Mrs. Clarence.
Good evening, madam.
Hello, Mrs. Clarence. How are you?
Well, I'm much better now, thank you. Although I have been poorly.
You better go with Tom, Mrs. Clarence.
Yes.
Give it to Mrs. Clarence, Tom. She'll take care of it.
Yes, very good.
And mind you, do take care of it, Tom.
All this sounds very mysterious.
I know the landlord here. He's letting me have a case of whiskey.
I see.
But you haven't answered my question.
What question, Sir Felix?
Now, what on earth are you doing at Bevensey?
Oh, no. That was my question.
Oh, I've got a country house. I suppose you call it an estate, really. It's about 6 or 7 miles away. Greensea House. So I'm frequently in this part of the country.
I see.
Oh, I beg your pardon, madam. There's a gentleman to see you, Sergeant Morris.
Oh. Oh, thank you.
Well, I'll be off. Goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Goodbye.
If you are down here for any length of time, don't hesitate to look me up. I should be delighted.
Yes, we shall. Thank you.
Greensea House.
It's in the car, sir.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Goodbye, Sir Felix.
Sergeant Morris is at the side entrance, madam. I think you should go to the smoking room.
Right, I will.
Mrs. Temple?
Yes?
Sergeant Morris, madam, and Detective Leeson.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening.
Mr. Temple asked us to pick you up and take you down to Keyston Crossroads.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right, Mrs. Temple. It was rather out of their way to come back to the inn, so we volunteered. Oh,
thank you very much.
Nearly done the 10 miles.
Yes.
I say, isn't it about time that we reach...
Keep your mouth shut. Don't ask any questions.
What is this? Who are you? What are you going...
Remember what I said. Keep your mouth shut and don't ask any questions.
Stop the car. Stop this car.
Look out, Rex! Look out! What are you, little devil?
Don't hit her. No. You know what our instructions are?
And then for Pete's sake, let's get rid of her.
Not yet.
You don't stop this car. Help! Help, somebody! Help!
Heaven's sake, stop her!
Help!
I can't drive to that damn noise!
Help!
Keep quiet, you little... You hear me? Keep quiet and I'll...
Please let...
Okay. We're down to 10 miles. Thank heaven for that. Get out.
Leave me alone. I'll get out myself.
You can easily find your way back to the Silver Swan, Mrs. Temple. It's 10 miles and a pretty straight road.
What's the meaning of this?
When you get there, give your husband this letter and take care of it. Take care of it, Mrs. Temple, because it's important. It's from the Marquis.
She's not in the garden. Apparently, she's not in the lounge.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Oh, have you seen my wife, waiter? We arrived here about...
Yes, sir. Mrs. Temple left the hotel about 3/4 of an hour ago, sir. Sergeant Morris called for her, sir.
Sergeant Morris?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, Sergeant Morris?
Sergeant Morris, sir.
Oh, my God.
What did he look like, this man who called himself Sergeant Morris?
Well, he was about your build, sir. Uh-huh. Rather good-looking, and is anything the matter, sir?
No.
No, nothing's the matter.
Hello, Sir Graham. Hello, Temple.
Why, what on earth are you doing down here?
I'm sorry. I came down to see you, Sir Graham, and...
It's all right, waiter.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what is it? What's all the excitement about?
Oh, I've been so worried. Hellishly worried. You see, I knew that you were all coming down here, to Bevansey, I mean. And this morning I discovered...
What did you discover?
I discovered that Sir Felix Rayburn has a house near here. Greensea House.
That's interesting.
Greensea House?
Yes.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes?
But would the gentleman mind moving his car, please? It's rather awkward.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. Yes, certainly. I shan't be a second, Sir Graham.
Right, sir. Do you think that's true, Temple, about Sir Felix?
I don't know. But if it is true...
If it is true, then it explains a great deal, I'm thinking.
Oh, yes, here they are.
Oh, come in, Inspector. Why, hello, Steve.
Oh. Hello, Sir Graham. Hello, darling. Well, aren't you pleased to see me?
Why, Timothy, Steve, what on earth have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
I say, Ross, you aren't by any chance this mysterious Sergeant Morris, the waiter was telling us about...
No, sir. We picked Mrs. Temple up about 4 or 5 miles back. She was walking. Apparently, a couple of damn fools took her out in the car and, well, more or less dumped her, as far as I can gather.
Did you recognize them, Steve?
No, but they gave me this letter. It's for you, darling. I opened it.
What's it say?
It says,
next time will be different. That there will be no next time, Mr. Temple, if you are wise and do not interfere. The Marquis.
The Marquis?
Yes, the Marquis. Well, did you find the firehouse, Ross?
The superintendent did, sir. A small brick building about a quarter of a mile past the house. It was deserted when we reached it.
I see. Where's Bradley?
He's making a further search of the woods, and then he's reporting back to town.
Good.
Paul, did you know that Sir Felix Rayburn...
Has a house near here? Yes. Oh, yes, Steve. In fact, Mr. Story made a special journey down from London.
For the express purpose of telling us all about it.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Is Mr. Story down here then, sir?
Yes.
Did he tell you what it was called? The house, I mean.
I think he said Greensea House.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's what Sir Felix said. Greensea House.
I should slow down soon, Temple. We can't be very far away.
No. Well, what are you going to say to Sir Felix? I mean, you just can't say you've dropped in for a cup of tea.
Well, hardly. It's nearly 8 o'clock.
I don't give a damn what you say to him. But what I do know is this. If, up at the house, you so much as set your eyes on anyone who abducted Steve, I'll have a warrant out for Sir Felix before you can say Jack Robinson.
Oh, here we are. Slow down. It's on the left. Well, that's the house, I should imagine, through those trees.
Pretty impressive looking, isn't it?
Wait for us here, Sir Graham, and give us a quarter of an hour. And if you don't hear from
us... We'll storm the Bastille.
What? Are you okay, Steve?
Yes.
It'll take us 4 or 5 minutes to get up the drive. Now, you better make it 20 minutes, Sir Graham.
Yes, righto. Good luck, Temple.
Okay.
Can't see the bell, darling. Can you?
No. No, there doesn't seem to be one.
This torch isn't very good. What we need is a new battery.
Well, it's not really what you'd call very dark.
What was that?
What?
This...
It's only a dog, darling. Somewhere at the back of the house.
Paul, what are you doing?
I'm looking for the... The door's open. Give me a torch.
Darling, we can't go in.
Don't be silly.
Paul, I'm frightened.
Darling, there's nothing to be frightened about. Come on.
Look, there's a door on the left.
Yes. Hello there? Anybody at home? Hello there! Anybody at home?
Place seems deserted.
Paul, Don't you think we ought to go back to Sir Graham?
Yes, all right. Just have a look in here first.
Well?
Empty. Looks like the library.
Full of detective novels, I suppose.
Yes, I expect so.
Oh, touch that, darling. You made me jump.
What do you mean?
You touched my hand. Look, Paul, don't you think it would be far better if we went back...
Steve, what are you talking about? I didn't touch your hand. I was standing over here.
Don't be silly, darling. You're touching it now. Why...
Don't move. Don't move.
What is it? Paul. Paul, what is it? What are you staring at?
Don't move. Don't move, Steve. Just near your left hand, there's a snake. Oh. For God's sake, don't move.
The Marquis.
Well, that's the last episode of the new Paul Temple serial, Paul Temple Intervenes. And here is Paul Temple.
Hello, listeners. Well, you can all sleep safely in your beds. Roger's story, alias the Marquis, is now safely out of the way. But I'm sorry if some of you thought the Marquis was Superintendent Bradley.
Well, I was convinced it was Ross.
You were? I thought that announcers never made a mistake. Well, once again, many, many thanks for listening. And for the present, at any rate, cheerio. Good night, Jane.
Good night, Mr. Temple, and keep out of mischief.
Well, that's always rather difficult with a wife like Steve. Well, I'll be seeing you.
That was Paul Temple. In other words, Carl Bernard. The part of Steve, his wife, was played by Bernadette Hodgson. Sir Graham Forbes by Lester Muddett. Roger Story, alias the Marquis, by Sidney Taffler. Inspector Ross by Edgar Norfolk. Superintendent Bradley by Godfrey Baisley, Sir Felix Rayburn by Ronald Simpson, Mrs. Clarence by Mabel France, Price by David Compton, Hart by Hal Bryant, and Banks by Philip Garston Jones. The Paul Temple plays are written by Francis Durbridge and produced by Martin C. Webster.